In every study of success and self-confidence, in every situation where a person enjoys high levels of self-esteem, self-respect, and personal pride, we find that they all have one thing in common. And that one thing is that each high-achieving man or woman is in the right place, at the right time, doing exactly the work that he or she is uniquely qualified to do. Not only are these people the happiest and highest performing men and women in our society, but you will never be truly happy and truly satisfied until you take your rightful place among them. One of the greatest joys of human existence is to find your true place, the job or occupation that is ideally meant for you, and then to throw your whole heart into it and into doing it well. The most fortunate people in our society are those who are so totally absorbed in their work that they don't know where their work ends and their play begins. If they could, many of them would do it for free, and many do. Emmett Fox refers to this as your heart's desire. He says that you are here on earth to do something special, something that perhaps only you can do, and that you'll never be truly fulfilled until you find it and completely commit yourself to it. And the remarkable thing, says Fox, is that you almost always have an idea of what it is. When Grandma Moses, as she came to be called, was a young farm girl, she had a desire to paint. But her family and friends told her that that was nonsense. They told her that, as a farm girl, her role in life was to marry a farm boy and to have and raise farm kids. So she put her heart's desire aside and did what she thought she was supposed to do. She had children by the time she was out of her teens, and more children in her 20s. In her 40s, she became a grandmother. In her 60s, a great-grandmother. When she turned 75, her husband was dead and her children were grown, and the doctor told her that she was just too old to work on the farm any longer. She felt that she didn't have much time left, so she decided to fulfill her heart's desire and to do some painting, which she'd always wanted to do, before she passed on. She went to a nearby town and visited an art store. The person in the art store sold her some paints and canvases and brushes and showed her how to use them. She went back to her farm and sat down behind the barn and began painting what came to be called primitive American landscapes. Grandma Moses sold her first painting when she was 78. When she was 101 years old, a major gallery in New York City held a showing of her works. In the last 10 years of her life, some of her paintings were selling for more than $100,000 each. Now here's the rub. She was told as a young girl that she couldn't paint because it cost too much and no one could afford it. Yet, when she began painting, she earned more in a year from her paintings than she and her husband had earned in an entire lifetime of hard work on the farm. She was not only a complete natural, she was also a totally original talent. It's been estimated that if she had begun painting in her late teens, as she really wanted to do, and her paintings had been as successful commercially as they still are today, she might have become one of the richest women in America. The story of the human race is written in the life stories of men and women who followed their heart's desire and did what they were uniquely qualified to do and did it with all their heart. And no matter what your situation, this possibility lies open to you right now. Another example was a young man, 16 years old, one of my students, who became so excited about his potential that he started his own food service business, made a success of it, and sold it out at a profit by the time he was 18 years old. His accomplishment and his confidence as a result were so impressive that when he went to work for a major grocery chain, they promoted him up the ladder so fast that before the end of his 18th year, he became the youngest full manager of a major grocery store in America. And he loves every minute of his work, and he's following his heart's desire. Countless men and women have written to me and come back to me at my seminars around the country and told me that summing up the courage to do what they really wanted to do was the turning point in their lives. Some of them had dramatically increased their incomes 5 and 10 times, although many had not. In every case, they were having to work harder than ever before, but as a result, they were happier than they had ever been. Their postures are strong and straight, and their eyes shine, and their voices are clear, and their language is positive, and it's obvious that they're really enjoying their lives. They have a calm, quiet confidence in themselves that is unmistakable, and it makes them stand out from the others around them. I used to think that setting goals and making plans was the starting point of success in life. After a while, however, I changed my mind because I realized that something else actually comes first. What comes first is the acceptance of complete responsibility for yourself and for everything that happens to you. Real maturity begins when you finally realize that no one is coming to the rescue. It's only when you have accepted 100% responsibility for yourself that you are ready to go to the next step and decide exactly what it is that you want and exactly what it is that you want to do.